flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tier Tuesday. Keith, looking ahead to Super Bowl 59. What are we tearing off today?
Well, I'm very excited about the Super Bowl, as I am every year, Jones. I think a lot of people are going to watch this game coming up on Sunday. And a lot of people,
it is a bold thing to assume, but I think it's going to do okay. Yeah.
Whilst watching it, I feel like people are also going to be enjoying a lot of snacks. What are the Super Bowl snacks? So let's tier the Super Bowl snacks. It's very polarizing when we've done food in the past. We did Thanksgiving foods, we've done Halloween candy, and now here we are for Super Bowl snacks.
Well, and you ask all the Patriots players about all their favorite foods.
That's like the whole thing. Got Vinny from The Challenge upset at me, talking about food poisoning in London.
It's true.
I like to talk about food very clearly. So Billy's going to throw some food at us, and then we are going to, as a group, determine whether it belongs in the GOAT tier.
The GOAT!
Okay.
The Gimme That tier.
Gimme That.
Good.
Give me that.
It's good, yeah. You're trading it for a
it's
goat.
Not, it's not the goat.
Yeah. It's good.
It's not. Yeah, the untradeable tier would be the goat tier. Frisky. There's always Frisky foods.
Yeah, don't sleep on them.
Right.
You might not grab it first, but you're going to eat it.
And then as of right now, we just have 4 tiers, and the bottom would be the Sacco side. That's like, why is this even out here?
Honey, no one's going to eat that.
What a waste. It's taking up spot on the table. Although we can't even leave stuff on the table. My dog's gone like crazy with it.
Yeah,
he never was like that bad at like taking food. Like he'd wait till it fell on the ground or whatever. He'd leave you alone.
No, the older
now
they
he
get,
does not leave you alone.
Their given F factor is so low. The beautiful thing with Charles, well, one, the no teeth.
No teeth, yeah.
Two, he's also
limited in what he can have.
He's a tiny guy. He's not getting up to a table.
He's not stealing your candy apple.
He can't.
That'd be a mess for him.
He's not doing any of that. Yeah.
He needs like a hammer and a chisel to get through that. All right, Billy, why don't you throw some snacks at us and we'll tear them.
All right, what about buffalo wings?
Goat!
The goat, right off the rip.
So
buffalo anything.
They are the goat, but you like a wing or you like a tendy?
Both.
Okay, but now you got
to
pick.
I'm being forced to pick?
Yeah.
All right, well, obviously one's a lot cleaner than the other, but
Bone out.
Oh, bone in. I don't need to be clean on Super Bowl Sunday. It's my day to be a mess.
If I'm allowed to break these down, tendy, goat, and I'm knocking wing down to gimme that. If I'm allowed to break them out.
Can they both be goat?
I wanted to announce it, but I saw like the list. And I didn't want to, you know,
Billy,
skew from the list.
Want.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know I'm team boneless.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Out.
Just because your dog has no teeth doesn't mean we can't have bone in wings.
Well, that's true. Although you don't want your dog eating chicken bones. That's no good.
No,
for
that's
him.
True.
Not that my dog could, but all you don't want that anyway. But I'll agree with putting it on the goat.
No, we'll put tendy on goat, wings on. Give me that.
Can we do that?
I think.
Okay,
it's our little tier.
Why? Just for our
I have to check with the graphics.
Yeah, for the graphics department. I wasn't sure how doable that would be.
We'll circle back to Terp on this.
Yeah. But let's do that.
All right, I'll put that for now. Tendies on goat.
Do you agree with that? I guess you're
blue
outvoted.
Cheese for both.
It's regardless.
No, I've been outvoted. I would put them both in the goat tier. You got to decide. It's like, well, there's going to be a bunch of things on the goat tier.
Blue cheese on both.
Yes.
Don't give me ranch with my wings. That's outrageous.
No, don't want that.
So yeah, blue cheese.
Nachos.
The goat.
Nachos is great.
Nachos, goat.
I like a fully loaded nacho.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want you stealing all the fully loaded parts of
the
nacho.
You know what? I don't know if everybody enjoys this, but I kind of like the nachos when they've been out for a while. It's kind of really like congealed
the
and kind of like
old nachos?
No, but I'm saying like an hour or two into the Super Bowl. It's like those are out there. I'm like, Yeah, I'll eat that.
So the non-fresh nachos?
I think it kind of gets better the longer it sits out.
Nice melted, coagulated nacho.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all kind of like run together.
I agree with it, but I know what you're saying.
It's not for me. You got melted
saying,
cheese.
Knock that down a couple of notches. I kind of like when it's been out for a while.
I think, okay, let's just say any kind of nacho.
Yeah.
I like a cheese sauce. I like a salsa. I like, if you want to like refried beans on there, jalapenos, sour cream.
What's your go-to protein, beef or chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah, I like the chicken on a nacho.
I'm a chicken guy myself. Yeah,
take your olives and shove them.
Those want an olive. All right, Bill.
Okay. Yeah. I would
shove the olives.
My preference would be hold the olives. I like olives, but on a nacho, hold the olives.
Just hold them.
Yeah. you keep them.
Put them in my martini.
You stand there with them.
That's what I'll do.
Okay.
All right. Nachos is goat.
Two snacks, two goats so far.
So far,
And one. Give me that. Oh right, we split up the
Buffy's.
You're right.
There's three goats. Yes.
There's some would say three goats, Nick, but we've been outvoted.
Shrimp.
Ooh. I like shrimp.
I do too.
There's a lot of different ways to have shrimp. If it's your standard, just like shrimp with shrimp cocktail sauce.
I mean, you doing a Bubba Gump bit over here?
I use another grab bag.
I do have a bit going on with shrimp. That's true.
How many different ways?
Right,
are
we looking
shrimp?
At cocktail shrimp? Or are we looking at fried shrimp?
I pictured this as shrimp. It just says shrimp, but I pictured cocktail shrimp is what I pictured.
I ate shrimp and lobster sauce and pork egg foo young. Never got hurt.
Now, Bubba told me everything he knew about
Oh, yeah. You know, that's good. Shrimp potatoes.
Now, is it
shrimp gumbo?
Is it gimme that? Because there are so many different kinds. Or do you think it's frisky? Or do you think it's goat?
I'm going frisky. But I could be outvoted on this. I was picturing a cocktail shrimp. When you say shrimp, what were you picturing?
I was thinking
shrimp fest.
Like how many shrimps? How many shrimps do you think I can stick in my mouth? That's what I was thinking. No, I was like, like a nice spicy cocktail sauce, and cold shrimp cocktail.
We'll go with that
is what I was thinking. Because if that's on the table, I feel like my eyes are going right to that. As great as everything is, I'm like, ooh, shrimp's here?
Yeah. You see dollar signs. I'm ripping this place up.
I'm like, I'm going to buy it.
Okay, so where are we settling? I say frisky, you
give
say?
Give me that.
Okay,
give me that. Bill?
By the way.
I'm going to give me that.
Okay. I've been outvoted. So much hatred for the boneless take, Billy. Both you and I.
I know. I knew this was coming, but listen, these guys.
Jones is soft. Lanny, too. Well, we're bone
out.
Sorry,
I'm going to have to wear a beach
out.
Towel while I'm eating things.
You're missing out.
Somebody else said, Billy, your big man card has been revoked.
Please, all right.
You're not Hoss of the Week, Bill. Yeah, you're out.
Well, my clothes are still huge, so that didn't work.
Okay, so shrimp is a gimme that.
Listen, I'm a wings guy. Don't label the whole show as these guys don't like wings. Yeah. I like buffalo wings.
We're boneless guys. Yeah. That's what we are, right?
2025, use a fork.
Yeah,
a couple of tendies.
Oh, you're using a fork?
The tendy twins.
I can't condone that.
Okay.
Wait, you just grab them with your hand?
Yeah.
Jesus,
it's like a wing. You
reckless.
Just eat the whole thing.
Reckless than eating in a bone.
No. Raised by wolves?
No, I'm with Nick on this. I'll raw dog attendee.
No, I'm taking a fork and cutting it.
No, so I'll snap one in there.
And then drowning it in blue jeans.
So at least.
No. I'll raw dog attendee.
Wait,
I'm the same
the hell?
Exact
then just have a wing.
Eat it on a bone.
Right. Then just have a wing. Because if the whole idea is to be clean, like Billy's saying, then yeah, you do knife and fork.
They're not chicken fingers. They're tenders.
I can eat that clean. I can't. You, when you're all in the wing, that's that gets everywhere.
The
it's
tenders
face,
is also slopped with buffalo sauce.
Not me.
Gentle touch of Jones.
I'm like sauce all over his couch.
Got the most gentle finger chicken finger fingers you've seen.
I'm like that claw machine where it just goes in and just just grabs one of those piece of cake.
All right,
where the hell do we leave off? Chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
At the risk of putting too many things on goat, what's better than chips and dip?
Well, buffatendies, nachos, same, buffalo wigs, and
same,
shrimp.
Same.
Few things.
Chips and dip.
Goat.
You think chips and dip is a goat?
A nice French,
like a
onion,
French onion dip?
A nice French onion dip? Yeah, I do think that's a
the
goat.
The devastating
a
thing
nice
about
ruffle
that.
Ruffle and a spring vegetable dip.
It's delicious.
Next thing you know, a whole bag of chips is gone and the whole thing of French onion. It's bad. It happened to me like a couple weekends ago. I think of the divisional round, I had chips and dip and I was like, dude, what do we get? The small?
Yeah.
No, that's the standard size.
Yeah, that comes with.
The wavy lays don't stand
fast.
A chance.
That's one you don't want to sit out too long, unlike nachos.
Yeah, you don't like the day old.
I'll go
goat.
Goat?
The goat!
Chips and dip.
Nice.
They're all pretty good here.
All right. Chips and salsa.
All right, so.
Give me that.
Yeah, I think it's a step down from nachos, right? Because it's not just covered in cheese and all that stuff. It's similar. But I'll go give me that for chips and salsa. All right.
Chips and guac.
I think guac's back on goat.
See, now
I love a guac.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's a healthy fat.
It's going to be.
You can eat a lot of it.
It's going to be a big goat tier, but I think you got to put chips and guac up on the goat.
Okay.
Good. The goat!
I'm with you on that.
I love guac.
What else?
Cheese curls.
Frisky?
Goat?
No.
Cheese curls?
I like a cheese curl. They're frisky, though.
Now, this is how do you figure this out?
You gotta you two must eat it with a fork, the way you guys eat.
I would. Wings. To avoid orange fingers? Yeah, yes, yeah. Maybe I would. Yeah, maybe I should start.
Cheese curls.
We're talking curls, not Cheetos, right? There's a difference.
What's a curl? What's a Cheeto? What's a puff? Yeah, exactly.
There's
a puff,
boy. And then there's Cheetos.
How about just a bag of cheese snacks is what we're saying yeah, here. Yeah. So whatever that is, I'm picturing that it's
like,
all frisky.
I'm picturing that like a Jax. Yeah. I like a bag of Jax.
I love a bag of Jax.
Yeah, those are nice.
You have a bag of Jax. You eat one, but then you don't need it for like 6 months. I was, yeah, like you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I ate a whole bag of Jax.
They flash your teeth like Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Once a Super Bowl, I'll eat a bag
of
Jax.
Yeah. All right, cheese curls frisky.
All right. More cheese. Going to be backed up. Cheese and crackers. A nice charcuterie.
We're going to have nothing on the bottom tier, by the way.
Cheese and crackers is great. I like a jalapeno or a habanero cheese, too. You're going to have that hot cheese?
Ooh, like a pepper jack?
Yeah. No, you know, pepper jack's good, but
I
then
like
there's
a
one
jack.
A step up.
A habanero.
Mm. Fire.
Yeah. I'm very loyal.
You like,
I'm very loyal as a Vermonter to the Cabot brand.
No doubt.
But yeah.
No, I've had a Cabot habanero.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
Make it. You got chips or cheese and crackers in the goat tier?
No. I don't have it in the goat tier. I know I'm saying. I don't think we're going to have anything in the bottom tier is what I'm looking at.
It's all deadly right now. List,
but I would – give me that.
Give me that for crackers and cheese?
Yeah.
I think it's a good opening act.
Yeah.
I think it's a solid
Frisky?
Opening
we're
act.
Not getting down to Frisky?
No, I'll go give me that.
If it's there, I'm saying
– give me that.
Yeah, I'm saying get out of my way. I'm having some cheese.
But if there's like cheese and crackers and shrimp on the board, you're going to the cheese and crackers
yes,
first?
Yes, 100%.
That's weird.
All right, pizza.
I didn't say my eating habits were weird.
Pizza.
Okay.
So pizza's the closest thing to a meal that we have here.
Pizza is the goat, but
it's not
lined up against all the other Super Bowl snacks. I'm going to let that sit.
But also, if you have like a couple slices of pizza, then like, I don't know. You're going to be able to eat all that other stuff?
Yeah, I'm wasting my space in there.
Mm.
It's a 12-hour day.
It is a long day. I feel like it's crazy to put it all the way down at Frisky.
I do too, but I think that's where I'm going.
I think it might be. For Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl snack.
Super Bowl snack.
Pizza is Frisky.
It is Frisky.
Billy, any thoughts?
What's Frisky, the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Again, we're talking just Super Bowl Sunday. We're talking Friday night, pizza's the goat.
Different story.
Right.
Friday at the elementary school, it's the goat.
Yeah, well,
it's the goat's goat.
White box square.
Yeah.
Goat.
I feel like this is going to get some ridicule. This is going to get ridiculed for having pizza on Frisky.
No, but I think if they listen to the segment, they'll understand. Well, this isn't just like in a vacuum. This is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I thought this person Jones would be like, I eat pizza with a fork.
Keith,
I did backwards.
We operate in the gray. We're nuanced people.
That's very true.
And so I think people are going to miss the nuance on this is what I think they're going to do. Yes.
Mini weenies.
All right, mini weenies. This is like your, it's sort of like also like pigs in a blanket, I guess.
Well,
same idea.
This is a classic toothpick snack.
Pigs in a blanket, I would knock up a tier from just a straight mini weenie.
NYSF.
Like a mini weenie would be...
This is the closest thing we have to a Sakosai right now.
I think compared to everything else, it probably is a Sakosai. If it's just on its own, say like you start the day and that's the only thing on the table, you're not mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have some.
Yeah.
Dip it in some mustard and you're off and running, but... Want to put it in Sacco size?
Yeah, let's put it down there. Let's get something in there.
All right, mini weenies.
I want a full weenie. That's what I've wanted my whole life. And so, or a pig in a blanket. I don't, the mini weenie, I got no time for.
Got it.
Soft pretzels.
Soft pretzels get like Frisky? Probably like a little bit of a cheese sauce or something like that.
Yeah. Frisky?
I feel with the soft pretzel, it kind of falls under like a pizza. You know what I mean? Like you go to a game, you go to an event, you get a pretzel. You go to the movies, you get a pretzel.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday. That's more like bar pretzels, like the crunchy little ones.
Mm, Frisky.
Well, you got one of those machines that's spinning warm pretzels at your house? We're coming over, Keith.
Yeah, no, I don't have one of those yet. No, you throw them in the oven. We've had these before.
Yeah.
You can do pretzels or you can do like pretzel sticks.
They're not as good in the oven.
But like, what are they? They're like, they look almost like the size of like a tater tot.
Yeah, like a pretzel bite.
Pretzel knot.
Pretzel bites.
Like a knot or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. That's not bad.
No.
So they're filling, but I'd put them in Frisky.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Sliders.
So I like I like a slider. I can't put it in goat.
Give me that.
Yeah, I'll put a slider.
So you line up pizza and a bunch of sliders at the Super Bowl. I think I'm going slider first.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
All right. Last one is the dang quesadillas.
I like a quesadilla.
I do too.
especially you cut this thing up, because this is more like your appetizer. If you eat a whole quesadilla, that's kind of your meal. But if you just have like half of one, split it with somebody, that's a nice time. And then you can also get the guac. You can guac that up.
Yeah,
you
just kind of reach in there.
Just go ahead.
What are you doing?
Yeah. That guac, those are for the chips.
You're like, well, that's for my quesadilla now.
That's for my quesadilla.
That's for my quesadilla.
Give me that.
Goat.
Goat?
I love a quesadilla.
I think I'm going to vote it to give me that.
All right.
Billy?
Give me that.
Give me that.
You've been outvoted.
Did we miss anything else? I was just trying to throw a bunch on the list. What else did I miss? That's pretty much it.
I don't think much.
Steak tips? People do steak tips?
I was thinking like pulled pork.
Or pulled pork. People.
Pulled pork.
Oh, you, well,
we should take crockpot treats.
Yeah, okay, honestly, well, pulled pork said, could go in like sliders,
yeah,
though.
Because
you can have any kind of slider.
Now that you said pulled pork, Twitch chat was talking about chili.
Oh, chili. See, I'm not the biggest chili guy.
I might sack aside that at the Super Bowl.
I might.
Maybe like mozzarella sticks or something?
Ooh, mozzy sticks. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'd probably go...
Goat. I'm not saying no to a mozzy stick.
Mozzy stick?
Jalapeno popper? You want to get
no,
some
I'm
deep,
not doing jalapeno
some
popper.
Deep fried snack. Yeah. You just said you like a spicy cheese. You don't like a jalapeno popper?
I know. There's that a lot of breading on that. It's breading.
It's a spicy cheese.
You got to find a way to perforate the pepper so it doesn't come out all at once when you bite it.
Yeah, that's true. I usually rip that right out. That's
we got to get our best guys on that.
Okay, how's our graphic looking?
All right, in the goat tier, we have buffalo tenders because of the children that are on the show, nachos, chips and dip, chips and guac, and a late add, mozzarella sticks. Gimme dat, buffalo wings, shrimp, chips and salsa, cheese and crackers, sliders, and a quesadilla. I think I like the gimme that tier more. Frisky is cheese curls or puffs, pizza, and a soft pretzel.
Yep.
And the sacco sai is the mini weenies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's what we came up with. Tearing off the Super Bowl snack.